Hi, my name is Cecil Castellucci, and I am going to read an excerpt from Chapter 1 from my novel, Beige. The rat unlocks the door to his apartment, stands in the middle of the living room, and spreads his arm out wide. "Welcome to your temporary home sweet home," he says, and then he smiles, big and proud. I take in the view. Model airplanes hang from the ceiling. Colorful body rock posters cover the walls. The shelves are stacked with too many CDs, too many vinyl records, too many books, and too many DVDs. A full drum kit is squished into a closet in the corner of the room with foam and egg cartons covering the inside of the closet door. Junk is piled on the floor on the coffee table next to the coffee table, which sits in front of a shabby couch covered by a rag of a knit blanket. I recognize the blanket as one of my mother's knitting projects. Her knitting style is unmistakable. Tiny, complicated patterns, even, perfect, clean, good yarn, classy color combinations. I feel a pang in my chest. I'm already missing her. It's only been one day. This place is a mess, and it reeks of stale cigarettes poorly masked by room deodorizer. I can't imagine the rest of the apartment looks or smells any better. And I want to say, you could have cleaned up. You knew I was coming. But I don't. I don't say a word. I'm polite. I can't help it. The rat takes off his cowboy hat and throws it on the couch and then rubs his bald head. You know, I really meant to straighten up, he says, busily trying to rearrange the mess like cleaning up now is going to change my first impression. I just got bogged down with practice. Suck is going to play a secret show on the 4th of July, and we've been working really hard, so we, you know, don't suck. And you know how time just kind of gets away from you? I mean, I kept thinking I had more time, and now suddenly, here you are. And right there, right that second, my whole heart sinks.